Welcome to Classic Films and Dark Humor. I'm late. Not to work, thankfully, but on this show. I need to just start doing the shows at the same time. So here we are. Last night they did a salute to Lauren Bacall, but I've noticed that she did a lot of films with Robert Stack. If you remember Robert Stack, Unsolved Mysteries, I was watching this movie he did with Lauren Bacall. I think it was called The Gift. And they adopt a child, and then something happens to her and whatever. The child looked like the little girl from The Bad Seed, but with better, better hair. Yeah. And so Robert Stack, I'm watching him, and I'm like, whoa, he was an okay-looking guy. I mean, you know, shirt opened a little bit. I was like, all right. But, and they did this film right after Bogart had died. Because the studios wanted to capitalize on Bacall's grief, which is kind of wrong. Or it's not kind of, it is fucking wrong. And I just couldn't, when I realized Robert Stack was in it, all I could think was the Unsolved Mysteries and the music and him talking about this one, that one. It's never been solved. And I'm thinking, whoa. Thankfully, he didn't do those in the beginning of his career, because it would have typecasted him. Because he did them basically at the end of his career. He died, God, 15 years ago? And I don't know. I mean, that's the thing about Hollywood. You would go to TV to die. You know, that's probably why Jack Nicholson has never done a TV interview, to maintain the mystique that is Jack Nicholson. But also, he was told early on by, I'm eating Jolly Ranchers, so it's part of the Classic Films and Dark Humor. Please subscribe, and I can buy more. But Jack was advised, you know, by the stars of yesteryear to not go on TV. So what you're saying is that I shouldn't do a TV interview. No, you shouldn't, Jack. Because if you remember what I did in Sunset Boulevard. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. Had I done that on TV, no Kennedy would have wanted to bet me. Thank you, Gloria Swanson. I'll take that into hand. You're welcome, Jack.
And then, of course, you know, I'm sure Peter Fonda and his friend, oh, God, no. Now I forget his friend's name. How sad, because Easy Rider, come on. You know, Dennis Hopper. You know, Jack, it would be okay for you to do TV. I'm a big old TV nut myself. But you know, I did Blue Velvet. And it's a cult classic. And the way I beat the shit out of that guy, who is now on Twin Peaks, he's on TV. How do you like them apples? Well, you know, Dennis, my analyst says that I shouldn't appear on TV for fear that Angelica Houston might be watching. You got a good point. You know, she always did have a nice ass. Thank you. I can't really do Robert Stack. I mean, you know, he'd be, why don't you come in here, little one? Hitty? I think that was the little girl's name in the movie. Hitty, come in here. She's dead. We have to watch Unsolved Mysteries. and they really could have, you know. Hey, that's making money right there. I'm not harping on that, okay? If you want to make film, great. But a lot of film stars have said that the process is really crazy. Bette Davis said, you know, in the early days, they made fun. They had fun on films. And then as, you know, the studio system started to go, we're wasting money. Let's do this. Let's do this. Blah, 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 blah. Those aren't Betty Davis's exact words. Blah, 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 blah. But, you know, that's kind of like something out of Charlie Brown. Unsolved Mysteries. Here's the sad thing. I couldn't even really watch that film because all I could think was Unsolved Mysteries. Unsolved Mysteries. That's the guy from Unsolved Mysteries. I don't know what else to tell you. Here at Unsolved Mysteries, some of you might remember me from such films as The Gift and Written on the Wind, where I played someone who is basically, I don't even remember. Oh yes, who is caught, has gone through infidelity, and now is in a midlife crisis. And Bacall was in both films. Robert Stack, I remember you from Unsolved Mysteries. Yes, had Bogart lived and seen you do that, he would have gotten a kick out of the TV. And so, this concludes our brief but entertaining classic films and dark humor. Robert Stack, this beer is for you. Here at Unsolved Mysteries, we like to take time out to give thanks to our sponsors, Beer, Queers, and Texas. Thank you, and good night.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.